All of the newest episodes of Note to Self are now available on the Luminary podcast app. It's free to download, and you can also listen to other podcasts from WNYC studios like Radiolab, Two Dope Queens, Snap Judgment, Here's the Thing with Alec Baldwin, and others. Luminary Premium is the only place where you can enjoy the entire new season of Note to Self, plus new original podcasts you won't find anywhere else, from Trevor Noah, Roxane Gay, Guy Raz, Lena Dunham, and many more. And you can enjoy them ad-free. Start your free trial by going to luminary.link/note to self or download the Luminary app for free.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
In August, life is supposed to slow down. But in the city, it's really annoying. It's super noisy. It's hot. It's smelly. And everyone wants to get together.
Just got your email about dinner tonight, and
they're calling you, texting you.
Calling to remind Amy of an appointment.
Amy, it's Mom. It's 4 o'clock. I'm nervous. Where are you?
So I thought, why not get away from it all? Go into the woods and hike for a couple of days on the Appalachian Trail, bring my dog. Totally unplugged. Almost. You ready to go?
Cole's
ready.
Cole, are you going to hold the boom? Oh. Pretty cute.
Yeah. Thanks for the math.
Oh, enjoy.
All right, let's go. The Appalachian Trail passes through some of the most densely populated areas in the U.S. It dips down into towns and crosses roads. And I was joining up with it in Pawling, New York.
4 miles. Turn right on Route 22.
Look, this looks like it. Let's get our stuff together. Don't cry, honey. I could see across the road the big white blaze marking the trail, and we started walking. I think I left my cell phone in the car. There it is. I hadn't gone out on a hike like this for a couple of years, and it felt good to get back on the trail, under the trees. I knew I'd run into other hikers, and I wondered, how do they deal with it? The demands of always being connected while trying to get away from it all. I could still hear the road when I ran into a group of thru-hikers. Those are people attempting to hike the whole length of the Appalachian Trail, from Springer Mountain, Georgia, to Katahdin, Maine. Usually takes about 6 months. These were northbounders. So they'd probably been walking since sometime in March or April. And every single one of them had their cell phone, including Smiley. That's not his real name, by the way.
That's a trail name. We don't generally use our real names out here. It's sort of a different persona, I guess.
I'm Argo. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I do a lot of Facebook, a lot of blogging, and I really think it helps people connect back home to know what I'm doing, to know that I'm safe.
And Jayhawk actually upgraded to an iPhone on the trail.
It's an iPhone. My first phone broke, so I had to get a new one, and I had to upgrade, and this was like 99 cents, so.
I think almost everybody I've met has their cell phone.
So are you on the trail to get away from that kind of thing, or?
Not really.
Blogging, photo editing, buying phones, this was a bit of a culture shock. You gotta remember, these hikers had traveled almost 1,500 miles on foot to get here, sleeping out, carrying everything they needed on their backs. Yet, they seemed really comfortable having technology in the mix.
I mean, a lot of people, when they go for a shorter hike, they just turn off their phones or they leave it in their car.
I met Buttercup from Seattle.
But I think for such a long hike, I mean, my family would be worried about me.
Down south, hikers can go for days without a signal. But up here in the north, cell service is pretty good, and all the thru-hikers I met had their cell phones, and they all used them to stay connected. Browntown, Nutella, Red Specs, Crank. The trail is crowded. After all,
the trail may be just about 2,200 miles long, but it's only like 2.5-3 feet wide, so
that's St. Croix. He's a heavy fabrication welder back home in the real world.
People call it the real world, but that ain't the real world. That's just the other world. My phone, I actually use it to contact other hikers on the trail, find out where they're at. If it wasn't for the people out here on the trail that you meet every day, it'd just be a long walk somewhere.
think we're gonna stay here. A couple of hours later, laying in my tent listening to the night sounds, my dog started growling. I thought of something Nutella said to me earlier in the day.
I have a smartphone, Galaxy S3. Sometimes when I'm sleeping in my tent alone, I keep it by me. It makes me feel safe. But it's kind of a false security because I don't really get signal a lot of times. But it does make me feel safer.
Getting a really strong signal. And thinking about calling my mom, actually. But before I could even dial... Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Mom.
How come it took you so long to answer?
I'm sorry. What did you have for dinner?
Oh, it wasn't good, Amy. I had expensive tuna that I bought at Stew's.
Even though I was out here in the woods, listening to my mom go on about her dinner, I felt like I was sitting on my couch back in Brooklyn.
Amy, I kept thinking I saw worms in it. So I just had zucchini and dove bars.
And I wasn't afraid anymore. Near Pawling, New York, the Appalachian Trail crosses the train tracks of the Metro North Harlem Line. There's a roofed information shed showing trail maps, local flyers. I found Brain Damage and Big Spoon here, sheltering from the rain, and we talked about getting away from it all over the sounds of traffic from nearby Route 22.
I'm Brain Damage.
I'm Big Spoon. And I have my cell phone because, like...
Yeah, I had not even planned on bringing a cell phone, but...
I mean,
you definitely want to call your family, like, you want to stay in touch.
My parents my mom is a huge worrier, so she has a spot device for my dad, one of those, like, GPS locators, and so she, like, forced me to take it on the trail, and I just left it at home because I wasn't using it. We're so close to roads every day. We're so close to town. I always have cell phone service. Like,
especially here in the north.
I'm not trying to experience the wilderness. Like, that's not why I'm here. Like, I know what the wilderness is like. It's not this, so.
But, like, when you're by yourself, I mean, it's definitely, like, compared to Into the Wild, where he says, like, happiness isn't real, like, unless it's shared kind of deal. He says that, and, like, it's so true.
So far, most of the hikers I had met were in their 20s. Getting away from it all wasn't part of their plan. Maybe it was a generational thing.
My trail name is Four Trees. I am 67.
Well, my trail name is Sticks.
And how old are you?
I'm 65.
Baby.
Yeah, I'm a baby. We're pretty old out here. There aren't many people that are...
We haven't met anybody older than us yet. We've met a couple near our age, but we haven't met anybody older this year. We're the oldest ones trekking along so far.
Sticks and Four Trees were hiking the trail in sections, doing a little bit each year. This year, they plan to go from Pennsylvania to New Hampshire.
In Virginia, we're at, and I don't know whether you say it, McAfee or McAfee Ledge. It's the most picturesque ledge on the AT. I get up there, and they're all sitting there texting their friends. And I'm thinking, okay, I just don't get it. I would just sit, as I did, and just look at the valley. And they're all on their iPhones. So I thought, okay. I'm a different generation. I just am. I have a cell phone and a mini. And the mini we use to text back and forth with our spouses. We also download some movies, so on a rainy night when there's nothing else going on, we can watch a movie in the tent. So out here, I probably use the mini and the iPhone more than I would at home.
Now it was really starting to rain. And even though, according to my phone, it wasn't even 5 o'clock, my dog and I started looking for a place to pull off the trail, set up the tent, and dry off. I also saw I had a voicemail from my mom, and I should probably call her back. Was all this technology a problem?
Can't be a problem. It's life, and that's just the way things are, and you're not going to change it. So you'll just learn to adapt.
You know, things change all the time.
When Benton McKay suggested the creation of the Appalachian Trail back in 1921, he wrote, "Life for 2 weeks on the mountaintop would show up many things about life during the other 50 weeks down below." So, on my second night getting back to nature, in the woods, on West Mountain above Pawling, New York, listening to the rain on the tent, I snuggled up in my sleeping bag with my dog, leaned back against my pack, and watched a movie on my iPhone until my battery ran out. For WNYC, I'm Amy Pearl.